I am joined now by Paul Armandelil from Polo and Pan, who are behind our album of the week, Caravelle. Paul, welcome. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Hi. Hello.
It's a real pleasure to be able to talk to you about this album. First of all, congrats on it. It's wonderful. I think that the first thing to say would be that how you would expect someone to listen to it, how you intend it to be listened to, because it is an album of travel and voyage. Is it an album that ideally would be listened to on the road, for example?
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I like to work a lot in trains and when I'm in transportation, so I think it's a good way to listen to the music as well. And obviously the record goes a lot of different location and places, so some songs are for the morning and some songs are more oriented towards the club and so on. So it's not really a defined location. It's various locations that you can travel through with the Caravelle, brings you to all these different locations.
Okay. So just speaking of locations, where are you right now? Are you in a studio?
I'm in the studio. I'm in Anières-sur-Seine in the suburbs of Paris, and I'm in a 40,000 square factory that I took over with a friend 6 years ago, and we built something called Mad Agency. So we have about 20 artists working here in different studios. And Alex and I have been working here for the past 4 years. It's a wonderful place.
Okay. And sorry, I just thought I'd establish where you were. Back to the album. That's what we're here for. This idea of travel, I find to be an interesting one, because you talk about interior, sort of internal travel, and drawing inspiration from places you haven't even been. Does this mean anything could happen next with your music if you're able to draw from imaginary places?
Yeah, I guess we have many starting points for our songs, but oftentimes it can be movies. So it can be places we travel through movies or, you know, media or, books and so on. And books like Treasure Island or 20 milieux sous les mers, 20,000 feet underwater from Jules Verne, stuff like that can be a good starting point for a song. We like a lot in imaginary locations as well.
So, I mean, you talk as if you're this perfectly cohesive whole, but it hasn't always been that way, obviously. You and Alex both DJing at Le Baron, and that's how you met, I think. But what was it particularly that attracted you to one another? How come you've got this such a sort of collective philosophy, I suppose?
I guess we sort of got lucky, and we had the same passions in common. And when we met, we didn't really know we were going to go that direction, but we realized that we both love Maurice Ravel or Debussy, some classical music and some movies. Alex had been working in cinema, and we had all these things in common. And we were, we weren't under any pressure, so we really took the time to explore these directions and try to bring them into electronic music. We had obviously all the experience from being DJs for a long time, so both with very different ways of approaching music, but with a lot of love in common for the same kind of culture and background, we managed to build the project around what we've been doing recently.
So how does Ravel and Debussy sort of make its way into your music? I'm interested in this personally as a classical musician. Does it find itself on this particular album in any way? Do we find certain harmonies drawn from Ravel's Chanson à Boire or whatever?
There's a very direct reference to Debussy in the last song, in Pays Imaginaire, which is a harmony extracted from Clair de Lune.
Okay.
And we like to play chess at the studio and listen to Ravel and Debussy, and we're working on some new songs based on classical music harmony, but I guess in this particular album, that's the real reference to Debussy.
Okay. And this, you talk about the direction you and Alex decided to sort of move in, because this is an album that is more, well, it's more melodic, it's a lot more sung. I mean, they are songs that you're doing rather than, you know, a DJ, traditional DJ set maybe. Was that a challenge to write something more melodic for you two?
I guess, well, it's the way we started the album, we wrote down 12 different little stories or basis of ideas, and that became the 12 songs of the album. So I guess we wanted to explore all these different directions. And yeah, that's sort of what we started as a DJ project, and we're still keeping that. A lot of our remixes that we've released recently are really oriented towards the dance floor. But in our first album, we wanted to actually go for a format that you can listen to that, you know, that's not as intense as dance music, and so it became songs naturally. We didn't really decide to do it; it just happens.
Okay, And in terms of that actual singing, you had Marit Batiot and Victoria Lafaurie from Les Jupes singing.
Exactly.
Why did the decision to get them in and not use samplings?
Well, it's once again, it's sort of we got lucky right from the beginning. Alex invited these two girls that he was really good friends with and that had just started their project Jupes. And they sung on Dorothy, which was one of our second EP, and it just matched perfectly. And ever since then, it's nice to have the as well. Like now that we're starting the live performance, to have the duality of the polo and pan, and then like two girls and two guys on stage, it works really well. And it happens to be that Marguerite is very creative, and she designs all the costumes, and Victoria as well has a lot of other creative activities, so it's a good emulation between all four of us.
Yeah, and they bring a lot more than just singing. And Marguerite wrote the words for Aqualand, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're clearly bringing something. I mean, do you see yourselves as sociable musicians in this way? Are you working as a collective, or are you very much kind of set in your ways, you and Alex working together? This is your sort of priority.
We've always loved collaborations, and we've had a lot of them this year, and it's something we really want to build upon and, you know, explore more stuff and maybe travel and record other places. And so we're definitely not it's definitely not about us two, or it's about bringing a lot of people into the adventure, and the caravel is a symbol of that, you know, inviting a lot of people on board to travel together and try to make our music improve our music through, and, you know, skills of other people, some skills we don't have. So we really enjoy bringing people with complementary skills.
And you are, got a quite good grounding in classical music, as we've already discovered. And I think you both play quite a few instruments. Is that right?
I guess, yeah. Alex had more of a real classical education. He was playing cello for 8 years. I played a bit of classical guitar and a bit of piano, and I dabble with flute, and I play around with a lot of little instruments I've collected around the world, percussions and flutes like that. But I'm more of a producer, musician, angle musician. Right now I'm taking piano lessons. I'm trying to break into becoming an actual old school style musician.
Okay. I mean, and I was going to tie this into your live set and what we basically what the setup is. Would you be looking at say working in live, you know, in instruments to your set?
Yeah, and I guess as we were saying, we're talking about collaborations. It could be us playing them, but it could also be us bringing more talented musicians into on stage with us. So we're thinking a lot of different ways, trying to work on our personal skills, but also we're always trying to make the show the best possible so that can come through other people as well. And we love sharing the experience of being on stage with a lot of people. So
and when a DJ is on stage, you're responding to the room, you're you know, picking up on the atmosphere and sort of, you know, supposing what people might like to hear next. What does this selection of songs bring to an event such as that?
I'm not sure I got the question.
So yeah, the songs that you have on Caravel, what kind of atmosphere do they pick up on? Do they provide in a DJ set? What kind of, you know, mood would necessitate a song from this album?
Yeah, I guess we're always one of the things we're trying to capture is sort of a naive, magical vibe that you get from kids' movies. So that's something you can get through Dorothy or Aqualand or a song like that. And then we love the just groovy tracks with great harmony, like Zoom Zoom, stuff like that. It's just all around a good dance song that you know gets your head shaking and so on. I don't know. It's once again, all the songs, there's quite a couple of different vibes on the album. So it's not, depending on the set, we're going to play some songs and not always the same ones. And voila.
Yeah, I think there's a certain eeriness to the album that certainly hit me first when I first started listening to it. A track like Plage Isolée, where you feel alone, you feel isolated, but also in quite a magical, beautiful space. This is an inspiration that clearly, you know, coming to both of you. But is there a certain darkness and perhaps melancholia that you're drawing upon?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we love melancholic tracks, and a lot of what we love is sweet and sour, like the bossa nova influences. It's beautiful harmonically, but there's something a bit sad and tragic about bossa nova, you know, great bossa nova songs. Just a bit mellow, you know, and it's when you're in between both that I think is we really enjoy, like, you know, situating ourselves between something that can be a little little sad, but we like to always bring some hope. And as we were saying, a lot of artists have always drawn on darker feelings that are provide a lot of inspiration. And it's sometimes harder to try to make a positive song. So we strive to try to keep our DJ sets positive and our albums shiny, and try to bring that, you know, happy vibe in this world.
That's a good point, actually. It is harder to be positive. All the superhero films at the moment are getting very dark. So I think it's easier to be interesting if you're dark. If, you know, if you're drawing on horror, basically. So if you are able to do something positive, I think that's definitely more impressive. So congrats, Paul. It's a wonderful album. You've got some dates coming up. I think you're playing in Parc de la Citadelle de Bourg on Friday the 23rd of June with François and the Atlas Mountains and others. How's touring the album going? Is it being well received?
Yeah, I guess so. It's the beginning for us, so we're getting, we're playing our songs out for the first time. We just imagined this first live show, and that's fun, and it's great to realize, we've been working for 4 years, that people know our songs. They like to sing Canopée or Plage Isolée along with when we're playing them live. So we're really happy, and we're trying to move on to make the show better, and that's what we're working on right now this afternoon, actually.
Okay. Yeah. What can I get a little scoop on what's coming up in the future?
Well, presently, we just released the album. There's not that much. We're just trying to do the shows and getting information from that and working on our live show. It's going to be a little fine-tuning today. Nothing so exciting.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Paul, thanks so much for talking to me, and best of luck in the future with future gigs and we hope recordings. Thanks so much. It's a brilliant album. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
Bye. Pleasure.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English, and find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English. 101.3 FM.